Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question that we want to throw out to everybody. Of all these players, who is the most likely Hall of Famer? Who's the guy that you feel confident will have a gold jacket at the end of the day? Call your shot from this group of guys. 248-539-9797. John, I know you got something rattling around there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And there are some likely candidates that you could say, okay, most likely. I'm not really sure. I think we should just go, who do you think has the ability to be a gold jacket?
Yeah.
Get the gold jacket. Because if we say the most likely, there's like two options that we're going to pick from.
So it's just of anybody.
Yeah.
Call your shot.
Who's going to be wearing a gold jacket out of this draft?
Who's wearing a gold jacket? Hall of Famer from this upcoming draft class. First text we got was Abdul Carter. Was that your guy?
No, it's not my guy. I mean, I'm not going to argue that one. That is, I think, what most people would say. If you put it as most likely, I think he's the one that goes into this draft as the most NFL ready to go in there and succeed. So
it wasn't my guy either.
Oh, it's not. Okay. No. I think your guy's going to be on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. My guy's Travis Hunter.
Okay.
I got a shot that he's a Hall of Famer as a D-back or as a wide receiver, or the uniqueness of what he's doing could get him in even if he's not a Hall of Famer at either position.
Just because he plays on both sides makes him a Hall of Famer?
Well, he won the Heisman Trophy while not winning the Biletnikoff or the Thorpe. He wasn't considered the best corner or the best receiver, yet the combination of what he brings to his football team was so significant that he was deemed the most outstanding player in college football. If he's that guy in the NFL, he's a Hall of Famer. And he is such a fluid athlete. Like, he has the traits that translate.
Right. Yeah. I'm not saying.
I'm not going out on a limb saying the guy who's going number two
the
overall.
The risk is that he never masters either one. And I don't think you get into the Hall of Fame just because you're doing something different.
If you play twice the snaps of everybody else and are a damn good, not great, but damn good football player, I think that uniqueness would get him in. You don't think so?
I don't know. I really don't know. If he's never
an all-pro?
Well, okay. If he's never top four or five at his position.
So that's Pro Bowl, right? So if he's like a Pro Bowl player for a bunch of seasons at multiple positions, that's a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, but you're starting to put him in the top two in regards to what you're talking about. I'm talking about
top
five.
Pro Bowl would be top four or five at your position, right?
No.
I would say if he's a Pro Bowl corner and he outperforms what Deion and Woodson did at receiver, he'll get in.
Okay, yes. If he outperforms, you know, Hall of Famers, then he's a Hall of Famer.
I said at receiver. You guys missed that. They didn't do that much when it boiled down to it. He's on the field far more of an everyday player, and contributes as a number two, let's say. Let's say he's J-Mo. on offense?
Well, that's 1,000 yards last season. That's
1,000 yards in 17 games. We got to start, you know, cutting that out a little bit. That's not a big accomplishment. 1,000 yards is not, you're averaging 60 some. It's
as a number
60.
Two?
Wait, as your second position?
Right. I'm just saying, look, the words are getting torn apart here. Simply saying, geez, if the receivers, if he's a number two receiver.
It's fun, isn't it, Jim?
And a Pro Bowl corner.
I get what you're
Nobody's
saying.
Nobody's done that.
Yes, right. It's the
I'm supporting your argument.
I know
and
you
then
are.
Said you want to pick me apart.
I got to give everybody
How's your
a hard
Red Wings
time.
Doing?
They're still playing hockey, unfortunately.
Wow. A little sensitive
just
today.
Digs. Okay, you haven't answered this, John. Who's your guy?
Guy that I keep talking about, it's Tet McMillan. I think this guy is going to be a special wide receiver. And part of it is his height and his – I know he doesn't have blazing speed, but he's going to be a guy that's going to make a lot of plays just because he can out-jump – outreach. His catch radius is unbelievable. And what makes it even more unbelievable is he doesn't need both hands. he's a guy that has just tremendous ability to haul in a football from a lot of different angles and a lot of different positions. He's got great body control when he's in the air. I like the way that he gets off the line of scrimmage. So I think he's going to have a lot of opportunity for big plays, big moments, and I think he's a guy that's going to be a regular in the Pro Bowl, and probably not year one or two, but I see, you know, all pro potential in this kid.
There was a video of him speaking off the cuff saying he doesn't really care to watch film. Is that a concern to you if you're projecting someone to the NFL?
Well, welcome to the wide receiver room. There's not a lot of wide receivers in the NFL that like watching film. There's quite honestly, there's not a lot of football players that like watching film. It's those, I mean, the ones that like watching film end up becoming coaches. Mm-hmm. But a lot of guys will force themselves to watch film because they know it's part of the job description. It what separates them from other players. But I think the wide receiver room is probably one of the rooms that you could say is the least film watching of a football team.
It's interesting. I never thought of it that way. But some room has to be the room that watches the least amount of film, and it would make sense that it's wide receivers.
Yeah. When it's really tough, it's when it's your quarterback. So hopefully he doesn't go to Arizona.
So that's an interesting selection because I think it's going to be one of the harder positions to make the Hall of Fame going forward because the stats are just through the roof.
And there's
the
a
game's
backlog.
Changed. Yeah. And comparing eras is extremely difficult because of the way the game's changed.
And that's why sometimes it's where you're drafted and who your quarterback is. So if he goes to, that's why I say don't go to Arizona. He would be an unbelievable pair with Marvin Harrison Jr.
So I'm going to give you a chance to do a redo based on where a USA Today mock puts him.
Oh, where's he going?
The Bears.
How much does landing spot matter for him specifically? Cause you can't throw yourself the ball.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, it matters in almost all of these cases. It matters because of the offense that you're going to be in, the quarterback you're going to have.
I think it probably
I actually
matters.
I think that might be a great landing spot for him.
Interesting.
Well, Caleb, if you buy into Caleb, Caleb's going to have a borderline Hall of Fame career, you know.
Right.
Ben Johnson, though, you know.
If he goes to the Bears, I know everybody loves, and I love Romo Dunze. But I think Tet McMillan is your one, and Romo Dunze becomes your two.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Even though Romo was drafted higher year prior.
We don't know
actually,
when he's going to be
right,
drafted.
Yeah,
I mean, if he's drafted at 10,
sure.
I mean, but you're talking about one or two spots.
Yeah.
So mine is going to be made fun of because people are going to say Blue Wall and Michigan, blah, blah. But I think it's a guy that's just been completely dismissed through this process. And I think he's got the best odds to be a Hall of Famer, and I think it's Will Johnson. I think he's a shutdown number one cornerback. I do.
It's not where I thought he was going to go when he said Michigan.
I think he's a better cornerback than Travis Hunter. And Travis Hunter's above him because of the two-way. I think you're getting a lock with this guy. And I think the only flag might be injuries.
Yeah,
but I think
he played
the system last year just like Nick Bosa, except he played a little longer. And Michigan didn't want to own having a guy that's sitting out, quote. So they kind of massaged the whole story. He could have played against Ohio State if they needed him.
Well,
I think this guy's a lock. He was in the top five before the season. He had multiple pick sixes this year. And when he went up against Harrison and I watched it in person, I thought this guy is absolutely legit.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
See, I thought you were going to say Mason Graham. Top could be a top five pick, just a solid, steady, quality football player. Don't overthink it.
Yeah, I just don't know he'll have the numbers.
Right. Interior D lineman. If he doesn't put up sacks, will he just kind of get thrown in a category of very good?
Yeah. I want to go back to Will Johnson. Sure, he has that potential. The problem is going to be, will he be durable enough to play enough games every season to develop that reputation? You need a reputation, and the reputation can't be, he's always hurt.
I do think some of that's a narrative, though, based on how he handled it, and you never got a lot of info on it.
Well, you're never going to get any info on these guys. The difference between him and Nick Bosa was, didn't Nick Bosa actually like withdraw from school?
Yeah, it was earlier. Yeah,
but Will Johnson never withdrew from school. I think Ohio State would have protected Nick Bosa had he quote unquote remained with the team. They would have said, it's 10 or 12 weeks. We don't know if he'll be back. They would have played the game just like Michigan did with Will. And I'm not saying they did, but they were able to protect that narrative, whereas Nick Bosa just said, you know what? I don't need it anymore. I'm going to go get ready for the draft.
Well, that's the two reputations of the two schools, though. Michigan doesn't want to be known as a place that has guys that protect their professional career.
What I'm trying to say is Ohio State would have done the same thing as Michigan did.
I think so, yeah. But I think, look, this is a personal matter. I think that both guys did the same thing. Will Johnson protected his professional career this year. He wasn't draft eligible. He had to get through the season of eligibility. And once they had nothing to play for, he stopped playing.
It's some rapid fire
ticket. One possibility.
Rapid fire ticket textures. We got to get to news. We got the 2 Grand Slam. Mason Graham, the most sure thing on the ticket text. Someone says, that's my choice. Surefire, Will Campbell on offense, Abdul Carter on defense. John, do you see it with Will Campbell, fellow offensive lineman?
I see a really good offensive lineman, a guy who played for a long time, but I don't necessarily see a Hall of Famer.
Call me crazy, but Jack Sawyer will have a gold jacket. Guy has the motor you see in high-level players.
He's got the motor, but I don't think he doesn't have the same skill or technique as a Hutch.
And this one says, whoever the Lions draft.
There you go.
We'll be the Gold Jacket guy. Mm-hmm. It's 97.1.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.